More from our common sense file for you now. Our resources minister, Shane Jones, who I am increasingly falling in love with every day. He's had a very good week. He's having a great week. He's turned on the country's only electric digger the other day. This is a big mother. If you haven't seen it, look it up. It's a fantastic looking piece of machine. May well be the future of heavy industrial work. Anyway, he's also going to make it easier to dig for coal, he's announced. Now, coal, as he points out, in terms of extraction, is not dissimilar, of course, to extracting lots of other minerals. And although there are a small but loud group of people that want to extract nothing, what happens when you don't have energy is you either have to bring it into the country or you sit in the dark a lot. In a week where we learned we will need 10 times the power we currently use just to search the net, given AI sucks up a shedload more power than your current Google search, it might be time to just get a little bit real about what makes the wheels turn. While we wait for solar and wind and whatever else to get approved and bought online, simple truth is, and simple truth remains, we make most of our energy out of water, which is good. A little bit of the hot stuff that comes out of the ground, that's pretty good as well. But we still need coal. And because we can't really go looking for more coal here, the same way we can't go looking for more oil, thanks Labor, we got a little bit stuck. So we had the absurdity of late of importing coal from Indonesia. And not only was it coal, but it was coal not nearly as good as the coal that we have, thus defeating the entire purpose of saving the planet. Speaking of which, surely the numbers also out this week once and for all buried the falsehood that the world is turning on climate change. We have one, never used more coal, and demand has gone up again in the past year. But two, also, we're planning and opening more mines than ever before, led, of course, by China. China, along with a long list of players from Greece to Vietnam to Pakistan to Korea to Bangladesh to Japan, all opening up more mines, lots more mines. Not ideal, no. But as Jones points out, utopia in the form of renewables at a level of 100% is years away. Meantime, back to the real world.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.